USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nancy Pelosi was reelected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 117th time.
Pelosi received 216 votes to 209 for Kevin McCarthy. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, voted for someone else, giving one vote each to Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing an effort by fellow Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who intends on objecting to the count of the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and instead proposed the creation of a commission to investigate irregularities in the presidential election. In a statement released Sunday, Graham said the effort has zero chance of becoming reality and would not go far enough to help President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guarantee, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Multiple people have died in a car crash in California. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing 9 people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say 8 occupants in Saturday's crash, 7 of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The crash remains under investigation. It's still unknown whether drugs or alcohol factored into the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the U.S. crosses another grim milestone in the COVID pandemic, there is hope that vaccination distribution will soon pick up. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The U.S. has surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19, the highest death toll in the world from the virus by far. New York has recorded over 1 million cases, the fourth state to do so behind California, Texas, and Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says the U.S. is behind its goals on getting the population vaccinated.
There's now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million. But some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city plans to vaccinate 1 million residents by the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
On the final day of the NFL's regular season, the Green Bay Packers clinched the top seed in the NFC with a 35-16 win over the Chicago Bears. The LA Rams will be the sixth seed in the NFC after beating the Arizona Cardinals 18-7. The New York Giants kept their playoff hopes alive by beating the Dallas Cowboys 23-19. If Philadelphia beats Washington Sunday night, the Giants will win the NFC East. If not, Washington will take the division and the fourth seed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.